This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump have ended their defense in his impeachment trial, accusing Democrats of wanting to cancel the former president because of political hatred. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
House prosecutors spent 2 days making a case that Trump incited the Capitol attack, urging backers to fight like hell to challenge what he saw as a stolen election. His lawyer's case lasted fewer than 3 hours, including a video montage.
Democrats are going to fight like hell.
We fight like hell.
I'm going to fight like hell.
I will fight like hell.
Of Democrats saying the same.
Please stop the hypocrisy.
David Schoen and other Trump lawyers said it's common political rhetoric protected by the Constitution, and that by telling supporters to fight, Trump was not promoting violence, but rather encouraging them to press for electoral reforms. Two-thirds of senators would need to vote for a conviction, which is unlikely, with the Senate split 50-50. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that in-person schooling can resume safely with masks, social distancing, and other strategies. However, the CDC's roadmap for reopening said that vaccination of teachers is not a prerequisite for reopening schools. In a teleconference, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said in-person learning can happen safely.
SARS-CoV-2 transmission among students is relatively rare. Students are not the primary sources of exposure to SARS-CoV-2 among adults in school settings.
There is widespread agreement that in-person learning is more effective, but some teachers' unions have charged that schools have not made the buildings safe to return. This is VOA News. Supporters of ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi clashed with police Friday as hundreds of thousands joined nationwide pro-democracy demonstrations. Reuters' Maha Albadrawi reports.
Pro-democracy protesters in Myanmar clashed with police on Friday, leaving three wounded after police fired rubber bullets to break up a crowd in a southeastern town. Friday's mostly peaceful nationwide demonstrations marked the seventh consecutive day of protests, and the biggest so far. Hundreds of thousands of people marched across Myanmar, denouncing the military coup and defying the junta's call to halt mass gatherings. They carried placards, staged dance-offs, and demanded freedom.
Freedom!
In Yangon, they plucked the roots off bean sprouts in a symbolic move to show their intention to cut off the country's military roots of governance.
That's Reuters' Maha Albadrawi. The search is on for a replacement for 2020 Olympics chief Yoshiro Mori, who resigned on Friday and apologized over sexist comments. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has more.
Mori apologized again and stepped down at a meeting on Friday.
The important thing is for the Olympics to be held in July. And in order to hold the Olympics, if my presence is a hindrance to the preparations, this cannot be allowed.
The former Japanese prime minister started the controversy when he said that women talk too much when he led a meeting earlier this month. He initially refused calls for his resignation and apologized at the time, but the pressure became too much after a second sexist remark. It's not immediately clear who will replace him. Mori's resignation comes just months before the postponed Summer Games are scheduled to begin.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. Aid workers are warning a sharp drop in temperatures across parts of northern Europe this month has put homeless and vulnerable people at serious risk, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
German homeless aid group BAGW says four people have been found frozen to death since a blast of Arctic air brought freezing temperatures and heavy snowfall to much of the country. While authorities in the southern city of Nuremberg say a homeless woman was found with a newborn baby in temperatures well below freezing. They were taken to a hospital to warm up and for observation. The cold weather gripping northern Europe is forecast to make its way towards the southeast in the coming days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.